This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 14. Dinner Party. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 22. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters. And say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. At our house, busyness swirls as we prepare for big meals at Thanksgiving and Christmas time. Wrestling a big meal onto the table requires lots of planning. That was undoubtedly true for Jewish families looking forward to Passover as well. In our story today, Jesus sends his trusted disciples Peter and John to make arrangements for the Passover meal they would share together. Many details had to be arranged in preparing this meal: securing a large room in Jerusalem, clearing all of the yeast out of that room, and buying wine, cakes of unleavened bread, and bitter herbs, among other things. Most important, they also needed a lamb that had been sacrificed at the temple. How could they do all that in so little time? Amazingly, Jesus had already foreseen every detail. Just as Jesus had said, Peter and John met a man carrying a jar of water in Jerusalem, and he led them to a house where they could take care of all their Passover preparations. The miraculous logistics of this story emphasize Jesus' divinity and power, as well as his attention to detail. Like Peter and John, we can be confident when Jesus gives us an assignment. No matter how difficult or complicated it may seem, he has already been working ahead of us, preparing the way and graciously providing an opportunity for us to be involved in his work of salvation. Pray with me. In your invitation to trust and follow you, Jesus, you provide all that we need for serving you in the world. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.